We're out this morning at Victory Commons 1 on Victory Avenue, right across the street from the American Airlines Center, this incredible new workplace. And out with the wireless is Gordo. Come in.
Thank you, Craig. You have me?
We have
you. We got you.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What are you here for?
For a nice little broker event this morning.
What's that mean?
Just trying to sell space, lease up the building.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why we're here.
People are working here.
We're here,
here
with the ticket. You ever heard of the ticket?
I have heard of the ticket.
Uh-huh. Who's your favorite guy on the ticket?
I mean, I love the Musers. Got to love the morning show. Uh-huh. But I'm a big Corby guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good, good. Yeah, Corby's a great guy. Yeah. Let's talk to this fine young lady here. What was your name, by the way, sir?
Alex Shivey.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Yeah. What's your name, ma'am?
Jihan Bhuri. Thanks for calling me young, by the way.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah, absolutely.
Young to us.
Jihan. What kind of name is that?
I'm Lebanese originally. Mm-hmm. Lebanese-American.
Way to go, George. Way to go.
I haven't said a word, ma'am. I've just been listening to the
George
interview.
Say?
Yeah, George.
I didn't say anything.
George. I said, hey, yeah, what do you think her origins are? And he said, I don't know, something messed up. And I was like, what?
I did not.
What are you talking about?
Did not.
That is hilarious. I am a little messed up. I mean, can you imagine living 11 years of your life in the middle of a civil war?
So you start, you
way
live
go,
over there.
Go,
when
Gordon.
You,
I was
it's
born there,
you,
huh? And then I came to the U.S. in 85.
When you were 11?
12. No, I'm kidding. 17.
Okay. 17. And what made you decide on America? Did you have any connection over here? Did your family over here already?
Yes. My father actually worked for an American company,
and we
got transferred to this beautiful nation.
I want to apologize for running out of breath on that previous question. George said I ran out of breath for some reason.
So you can hear him?
I can hear him. You can't hear him.
That's the only thing I've said, though. Funny. That's the only
thing
I've
said. Isn't this a fantastic building?
It is. It's a beautiful building. Yeah, we're severely underdressed. I mean, look at you. You're wearing this beautiful dress and these high heels, and you got manicured feet.
These are the lowest heels I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are your highest heels?
6 inches.
So those are, what are those, 4 inch?
Maybe 4, yeah.
Okay.
How do they walk in those?
You got to see, how do they walk in those?
Women.
You mean Lebanese?
No, women.
Oh, women. Yeah. George wants to know how women walk in high heels.
You're basically walking on your tiptoes.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
it's
can't
easy.
Do that.
I feel like I was born in heels.
George walked in high heels once, and he has hammer toe now.
That's not a good thing.
That is true.
Yeah. So, well, what's your story? Did you marry an American man or woman or anything?
He is an American man.
Okay.
Why did you say that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking.
I'm being
inclusive.
Whatever. Yeah, it's all good. I love all of it.
I'm very progressive. And see, George just took off his MAGA hat when he
heard
you were
Lebanese. I did not. I don't have one of those.
That's so scary.
Wrong.
Let's not even go there.
So, yeah, married an American man.
Yes, but he is also originally Lebanese.
Oh,
but
really?
He's a blonde, blue-eyed Lebanese guy.
Uh-huh.
They have those, too. They're not all olive skin like me.
Did you have some Lebanese children with him?
Yes, I do. And she actually is in the business like me and competes against me, but she was born here, obviously, so she's first generation
Fake
American.
Fake Chris Berman's coming your way.
How did that work? Does she have Lebanese citizenship because you
no,
both are?
Okay. She doesn't have it.
Shut me down quickly on that one. It's okay. No, it's fine.
I don't have it either. So.
Oh, you had to give it up. It's not one that allows dual citizenship.
I mean, technically you could, but what's the point?
Yeah.
When you have the American passport, like it's
right.
The best, right?
That's right. Now, let's
talk
to this guy here.
Someone else. I know. I'm hogging the mic. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I want to talk to you for a second, sir.
No.
Yes, yes. So you actually listen to the ticket, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Bill Brokaw.
Bill Brokaw. Any relation to the famous Tom Brokaw?
You're going
to
ask that. Yes, he's my uncle. I'm kidding. No, he's the same area of the country, South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Iowa, but not a real close relation.
No. Not a real close relation.
Okay.
All right. So, because I'm a huge fan of Tom Brokaw.
You are.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
As a matter of fact, my father had multiple myeloma, and Tom wrote a book about that, and that was, like, meaningful to me.
Yes, Greatest Generation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so tell me about who you're trying
on,
to introduce
quick.
Me to over here.
This is Lance McElhaney.
Okay, Lance McElhaney.
Southwest
yes,
Conference
look at that.
Champion.
Southwest Conference champion right there.
That's going back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going back a ways. What years did you play?
I played in 1980 through 85.
Uh-huh.
He's part of the Pony Express.
And weren't you part of the Pony Express, right?
One part of 11, yeah, on the offensive side.
Okay. And as well as SMU, right? You went to SMU?
Yeah, I went to SMU.
Okay. You beat Dan Marino.
Went all the way off to SMU.
You beat Dan Marino.
We beat Dan Marino 7-3. It was quite the exciting
Dan Marino.
Game.
It was a very exciting game.
Lance
I remember it. Lance
is one of
is
the
one of
best,
the
option,
best
quarterbacks
option quarterbacks
I've ever seen.
I've ever seen.
Well, thank you.
Says Craig Miller.
Offense, they're not doing it much now. Defensives have gotten a lot bigger. And
I know. It's tough. You can't really run
an option. Tell them I was at the tie against Arkansas.
You know, one of my friends was at the tie against Arkansas in 82 or whenever it was, 81, somewhere in there. So that's pretty cool that I have that going on for me.
Well, that was George. Arkansas fans don't like to remember that game because there was apparently a questionable call at the end. But our goal was to either tie or win that game, which put us in the, as conference champions.
Are SMU players making more now with NIL, or did he and his teammates make more?
Are SMU players making more now with NIL than you guys were back in the day when you were taking the payments under the table?
I believe the answer is yeah.
Don't you wish you had NIL? Like, what's your stance on that?
I think it's ruining college football, but
I'm going to mark that down as con, like you're against it.
It's just to manage what kids are needing or demanding nowadays. I read about that Florida quarterback that's suing, the university yesterday, and it's just a mess.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Well, thanks for your time, Lance. Yeah, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Exactly. I'm down here looking at this good-looking office building.
Isn't this a beautiful place?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
High sign.
Yeah. You know Brokaw, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I call him. I call him Brokaw. And I'll say hi to you real quick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You look a little stressed out.
Oh, I'm just trying to get a lift up the elevator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell her you'll take her.
Yeah, I'll take you if you need. I've got a fob that gets me everywhere.
Really?
Not really, but a golden ticket. Huh?
A golden ticket.
A golden ticket, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name?
Anna Rossetti.
Okay, thank you, Anna. Appreciate it. Okay, well, you want to throw it back to George and Craig? Say, here's George and Craig on the ticket.
Here's George and Craig with a ticket.
Okay, here we are with the ticket. Thank you, Anna.